Blog Talk Radio.
God's morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. I wanted to start off with about yesterday's episode. I believe it was a little static in the back, so I'm not going to take it down. Because, like, if you put in your earplug, you probably can hear it a little bit more clearer. But I want to apologize for that quality of that episode. And if you have any feedback on the quality of the episode audio, please, by all means, just leave a comment or send me an email. And I really would appreciate it. I do sometimes re-listen to the episodes, but I really don't take the time out to do it because I'm on a schedule. Like I said, I take care of my dad, get him ready, dress, bathe, fed, and I do have a very busy schedule. But I always have time to spend time with God. And all my listeners, from all over the world, you are so appreciated. And I hope that you are getting some value from this broadcast. If you're learning something, if it touches your heart, if it's like made a difference in your life, please share the testimony by putting the comments below. And please also follow Spend Time with God so that you can get notifications when a broadcast has been posted. Also, we're praying for healing, you know, healing in our bodies, physical bodies, because I know for sure that there are some people, even myself experiencing, and my body where sometimes, you know, tension, stress, or it just, you can feel it in your body, but you just keep going on during the day and not realizing that, you know, we just need to just lay hands on ourselves and ask God to touch and heal our bodies. You know, you don't have to take a cocktail of medicine. You just need to spend some time with God and lay hands on yourself. You don't have to wait till you go to church Sunday to have a pastor lay hand on you. You have the power and authority through the Holy Spirit by in the name of Jesus to be healed by your faith, the measurement of your faith. the measure of your faith. Amen. Also praying for this in the middle of this pandemic, that there are some people that are really financially struggling, that God will awaken them again with the ideals to become entrepreneurs, financially independent and not dependent on the system or just their job, because there's no limitations on the blessings of God. For every good and perfect gift comes from God, and it adds no sorrow. Amen? Amen. Now, in the topic, it says, don't be selfish, be self-full. That blew my mind when I heard that, because I've had a problem with, I thought maybe I was being selfish, so I just, you know, would never put myself first because I thought it was selfish. That's what I was taught, to turn the other cheek. But self-full, it relates to when my cup runneth over. You know, if you pour out from your cup, you got to stay full. You have to stay full. You don't get empty. And that's how you get unacknowledged illnesses in your body, because you're eating right, you're sleeping right. But if you're empty and you're not pouring back in, you get hydrated. And just something very simple as hydration, you know, you can pass out. I hope y'all catch that. So self-full, self-care. Take care of yourself. Have a regular routine in the morning. You know, brush your teeth, take a shower, so you can feel better and wash all them sins away out of your body. Because when you go to and fro, when you're outside and you're around other people, you know, people are concerned about germs, but I'm more concerned about the spirits. They're trying to attach themselves to you and follow you home. Amen? Because we have to stay self-will, because God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And if you don't take care of yourself, then you're going to become, you'll get empty. You do not want to be empty. Only time you want to be empty is when it's time to transition over and you've fulfilled your purpose. They always say there's so many businesses and dreams and goals in the graveyard. You know, if you want to die, die empty. But while you up here 6 foot over, you want to be full so you continue to pour out to others. Because that's our purpose, is to serve, you know, serve and to help make a difference in other people's lives, whether if it's inventions, whether if it's just the garbage. A garbage man has a purpose, you know, to keep Mother Nature, the earth, the recycling, things like that. Everyone has a purpose, and it's the equivalence to the calling. Okay, so I got that out. Now, I want to share a little something real quick with you. Let me read this out to you. Is hell real? Yes. Most people do not take God seriously enough at his word, and that is sad. This person says, I was walking along one day, and God quickly brought back into my mind an incident of a man who had driven his car to a wooded area. The man got out of his car, went into the woods, and using a gun, killed himself. The man had a history of drugs and work-related problems. I was walking along the street where I lived one day, and I asked the Lord, is the man in hell, Lord? The Lord clearly and recognizably said, yes, at the moment. I was looking down toward the sidewalk, and God gave me a vision of a dark hole. I saw this man stretching upward trying to reach up and get out of this pit. Pain soared up and out of this opening from him. This man was in pain, fear, and torment were easily opening from him. This man was in pain, fear, and torment was easily opening from him. Did y'all get that? I was allowed to experience a slight measure of myself. It was horrible. I saw fire race through him. The man's scream, the agony of the moment raced every so briefly through me. Just as fast as I saw it and experienced it, it went away and more was to come. A feeling of dread as to what might come next followed. I was left without words. I asked the Lord if this man had ever asked Jesus Christ into his heart. And the Lord said no. The man had been led down this darkened road through drugs and self-means. The man was in excruciating torment. I remember thinking, oh God, if he had only asked Jesus Christ into his heart as his Lord and Savior, and that relationship and his life, that he would not be there today. Physically, we live this life only once, and death marks the end of it. We each need to have our own relationship with our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. Those that do not follow God through receiving Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord and do not do or either obey his will, they are the same people who are actually saying to God that they desire to do their own thing. They are therefore in rebellion against him and are following the way of the devil. Now, I just read that story because we talked about making the choices. This after series, making choices, you know, how do you know when you make the right decisions? We talked about the truth. We talked about many things that are basic that's bringing us to here. But I will also share this with you. You actually don't have to die to go to hell. You can have hell right here on earth, everyday living, being tormented. Sometimes you may feel suicidal. All you have to do is ask for Jesus Christ to become your personal Lord and Savior. And on that note, you have a very blessed and productive day. And thanks for spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Ciao. Thank you.